USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. The Supreme Court is currently reviewing a challenge to the federal prohibition on bump stocks, which are devices designed to enhance the firing rate of semi-automatic rifles. The decision coincides with a recent mass shooting in Maine, prompting the justices to re-examine a significant 2022 ruling that concerns the Second Amendment, broadening gun rights nationwide. An FTC lawsuit alleges Amazon tried to pull a fast one on consumers with secret price gouging. Revelations from updated court documents suggest that Amazon conducted a covert operation to deliberately inflate prices paid by shoppers, extracting more than $1 billion from American online bargain hunters. The Federal Trade Commission and 17 states had initially sued Amazon in September for antitrust violations, but much of the original complaint was redacted until last week. Amazon's operation involved testing competitors' pricing algorithms to ensure they matched Amazon's higher prices, allowing the company to charge shoppers more while minimizing the chance of them finding a cheaper alternative. Amazon has disputed the FTC's characterization of the algorithm, stating that the project was discontinued several years ago. The fighting continues in Gaza with Hamas getting some help.
The militant group Hezbollah responded by attacking several Israeli army posts, including one hit by two large rockets. One leader even going so far as to threaten the United States, calling the U.S. the Great Satan.
It is the United States directing the war in Gaza. It must pay the price.
Syed Hassan Nasrallah also threatened further escalation in Gaza, siding with Hamas, saying they are prepared for all options and can resort to them at any time. I'm Corey Myers.
The end of daylight saving time is upon us. Clocks in most states across the U.S. have been set back 1 hour today. And while not everyone is pleased with this change, with sunset coming an hour early now, efforts to eliminate the time change through legislation in Congress have yet to make progress. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A 63-foot Norway spruce from West Virginia's Allegheny Mountains is en route to the U.S. Capitol's West Lawn for the 2023 Christmas tree. The tree was chosen by Jim Kaufman, director of Capitol Grounds, and was harvested in Monongahela National Forest. After making several stops in West Virginia cities, the tree will be decorated with handcrafted ornaments from the state's residents and lit up after Thanksgiving as part of the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree tradition. Anticipated holiday spending is poised to reach unprecedented heights this year.
According to the National Retail Federation, holiday sales in November and December are projected to reach around $960 billion or more. The NRF attributes this to the fact that most Americans' household finances remain in good shape, resulting in expected growth rate of 3-4% over 2022. This holiday spending forecast aligns with the pre-COVID pandemic average annual increase of 3.6%. I'm John Schaefer.
Willie Nelson is 90 years old and still going strong. He is the oldest person to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame over the weekend, and he showed up for the ceremony. The entire thing was live streamed for the first time ever on Disney Plus, and it's available there on demand just in case you missed it. Congratulations to Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker. They welcomed their baby boy over the weekend. TMZ reporting that Kourtney gave birth at a hospital in Los Angeles. The baby is reportedly being named Rocky 13 Barker. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.